heart beats faster and faster.
I am almost afraid, though I know the night lets no ghost walk in the warm lamplight. Yet ghosts there are, and they blow out in the wind and in the scattering snow. When I open the windows and go to bed, will the ghost come in and stand at my head? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Fanny Stearns Davis, and this is the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show!
Ooh, that's right, Paranormal Broadcasting, where if you thought it was too trivial to ask, we'll talk about it.
That's right, we will, Demon Hunter. Oh my goodness. I tell you what, the new music threw me off. It threw me off.
Hey, gang. I expected it would a little.
Hey, gang, we're back live in studio, of course, beautiful G&D Show Studios, and we're in the chat room all night long.
Oh, that's right, and you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And in case you're wondering, this is the Ghost Man, Sean B.
And that would mean I'm Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter, and you're not.
And of course, this is the August 10th broadcast of the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, thank goodness. I really didn't think we were going to make it, Sean. We were having a little problem there at the beginning.
It's all you, brother. It's all because of you. Magic happened.
Well, then in that case, let me say that the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and John Burris and is broadcast live on OmniSound, KarmaCast, I Am Haunted, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal and Para X Radio.
Okay, guys, get ready. Tonight's guest, we got another humdinger for you. If last week's show wasn't enough, get those likes down low, because we're going to be listening to the dead tonight, guys. That's right, we're going EVP crazy with Harold Berryman, founder of Haunt Analyst, and also the Ghost Hunters of Georgia. So stick around only on the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show tonight.
Ooh, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is beyond the normal broadcast. And it starts right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter.
That's right. Sean, control yourself.
I'm sorry, Demon Hunter, I messed up your intros.
What else is new? What else is new?
That's why God put me here, or the universe put me here in your world, just to mess things up.
Well, it didn't take you to do that tonight, Sean. The computers did that all on their own.
I know. I kind of felt cheated, Demon Hunter, because that's the part of my show, guys. I'm supposed to come on here, mess things up, and then spin it out. Me and Demon Hunter spins it out for you guys to listen to. But apparently we ran into some radio difficulties earlier.
Well, when the entire studio goes black, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. That is a problem. It is a problem. I mean, all the lights go down, it's dark, and you're sitting there by yourself wearing nothing but a thong.
Hey. Yeah. I'm not wearing a thong.
Oh my God, what a weekend, Demon Hunter. What are you doing?
I'm trying to keep computers up and running. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I got my little Microsoft computer going here. It's going strong. I'm in the chat room. Let's give a shout out to everybody real quick, Demon Hunter. You got to remind me every week.
So I do. Week, so this week, just go right to it.
I want to do it. Let's give a shout out to Ghost Chaser, the Big Mac. Let's give a shout out to Bear Wolf, Spanky McBoobles, or McBoobles, or McBubbles. Did I say that wrong?
Just keep
Gator,
going.
The Hot Mama, Muldoon, the Buddy, and we got the Slim King, the Big Mac Daddy himself.
Slim King for president.
That's right, guys. Thanks for joining us on what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, as long as we can keep the studios up and running, it will be.
But you know what, Demon Hunter? It's been a crazy week. I just wanted to, if you guys will allow me, I just want to take a second. My youngest, Drake Burris, was born on August 9th, which was yesterday. And he had his birthday party, and he was with Daddy this weekend, guys. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to say, Drake Burris, I love you. Daddy loves you. Happy birthday from me and all the listeners of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, and I wish you the very best. We had a great birthday party, Demon Hunter.
I bet you did.
Well, we did.
Did you put the kids to bed early so you could party like a grown-up?
Well, I didn't get to party like a grown-up, but I'll tell you what, I got to eat a lot of Jell-O pudding, and we played with dinosaurs.
So it was pretty much the same as every day for you.
Well, you know, I got to talk to all our listeners out there. Any of our listeners got 3-year-olds, 3 to 5 out there right now. Apparently, Demon Hunter, the whole dinosaurs is the big thing right now. If it's not a dinosaur that can eat humans, it's not cool.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got like 40 different types of dinosaurs that move from Toys R Us. That's a shameless plug for ToysRUs.com. And we got all these dinosaurs that roar, and they open their mouth and their eyes flash and they move around. And he just thought that was the greatest thing. And we had the big party, you know, balloons. We had dinosaurs on the walls. And I can't believe it, brother.
Sean, it's not a shameless plug because we're not getting paid for it. So there's nothing shameless about it.
That's true. It's just a shame that we're plugging and not getting paid.
Well, speaking of shameless plugs, I'm going to open up my cigar of the week right here. I'm going to open a Partagas, which I got.
Partagas? Is that like a gladiator cigar?
Yeah, sure, Sean. That's
you
what
like
it is.
You like films about gladiators?
Well, you know, of course, I got this Partagas cigar at the Buttheads Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut. Bought it there. Actually, I think I bought this one at an event a few weeks ago. So they have great cigar events. I've taken Sean to them, so they're wonderful.
Yes, you have.
So I'm going to be smoking that tonight while we do our show.
Well, I got to tell these guys about the Buttheads Tobacco Demon Hunter. Guys, I flew out there with the crew from Ghostly Talk. We all flew out because we are best friends. We all hang out together. And we went out to Demon Hunter's place for the weekend. And he took us to this little cigar shop. Now, you know what? You guys hear about cigar shops, right? You're thinking about it. You're thinking, oh, my God, there's a bunch of old men sitting around smoking stogies, whatever. It's not like that. They got a cooler full of beer, ice cold beer, plus the cigars. And I swear to goodness, you could sit there all day long. Couldn't you, Demon Hunter?
I do all the time.
I mean, they got everything. They even got a patio outside. Like they got like little lawn chairs and stuff set up. You can smoke your stogie. You can drink some beer. You can get lit up. I would probably have to crawl out of it. The Connecticut Police Department would probably have to take me out.
Yes, yes. Because, in all Connecticut, we have one police department. That's good, Sean.
Right. We actually got McFoobel says, is Nate or Sean near an open window? I can hear bugs outside. I am not. What do you think, Demon Hunter?
That would be the Demon Hunter studio. I just closed the windows, but I think I'm going to reopen them because my studio is filling up with smoke as we speak.
Let the bugs in. Let the ghost in. Let the ghost in. But hey, did you guys hear that little poem I gave you, that little gem to open the show up with tonight? Because that was pretty hot. I liked it, man. It was talking about ghosts out in the snow and all that stuff. I can't find my notes right now, but it was a good one. Every once in a while, I come across a little gem, and it was just a little clip from Fanny Stearns Davis. It's a little poem she did, guys. And, you know, it talks about, basically she didn't believe in ghosts, yet there are ghosts. And she sees them out in the wind and the scattering snow and stuff, and she's afraid when you go to bed. And that brings up a good thing, Diva. A lot of people say they don't believe in ghosts. But when you close your eyes at the end of the night, and you're in the home by yourself, what do you think most people think about? 90% of Americans.
I know what you think about when you're in bed at night alone, Sean, and it scares me.
That's true. That's you in a thong. I mean, that has nothing to do with ghosts and stuff.
I opened the door. It's my fault.
I think the Slim King said it last week, brother. He was like, imagine Demon Hunter as a woman, as a gypsy. And I said, brother, I'm way ahead of
you. He never said woman. He said that imagine me as a gypsy. There are male gypsies, Sean. Hate to ruin your fantasies, but they do exist.
You ruined it. Anyway, He said that I was supposed to think of you as a gypsy or whatever, so I was thinking of you with the, you know, the very healthy standing there with all that stuff. But what about last week's show? Oh, my God, I still can't get over it. You got the Slim King, the Big Mac, SlimKing.com, ProfessorSlimKing.com. He came on the show, and he rocked our world as well as our listeners around the world, Demon Hunter.
Yeah, he sure did. And I looked at that site a few times to try and figure out how he did it with the Lover's Card before the site got taken down, but he did predict you would pull the Lover's Card out. Of course, right. Sean, with you, I don't think I could imagine what other card you would pull out. Do you know any other cards in the deck there, Sean?
The Drunkard, the Hangman...
The Hangman's right. Not what you normally think of, but okay.
You know what, Demon Hunter? It's funny, guys, because something I noticed this week at work. If you're a ghost hunter or you're interested in the paranormal at all and you talk about it at work and stuff, everybody comes up to you and talks to you about it. So I walk into work Friday. It's funny. Me and Demon Hunter's talking on the phone, and I get another phone call from a guy that I work with telling me about the front page news, and apparently there was a paranormal meet and greet here in Indiana this week, and you get all these top cats, you know, in the different states, different regions that are dealing with the paranormal, and they're all in the news, and there's a paranormal meet and greet. It's just funny, everybody that comes up to you is like, do you know this guy? Because he's in the ghost hunting business.
Well, you know, I imagine that happens in the airlines too, Sean. I mean, I'm sure people walk up to you and say, do you know this guy? He works at another airport. And
Right. He works for the airline too. But, yeah, I hear a lot about that Demon Hunter. But, you know, I tell you, I was looking through all kinds of stuff this week, Demon Hunter. And, you know, I always look for the crazy stuff that's happening in the world today.
Okay, well, give us something crazy, Sean. We lost 10 minutes at the beginning of the show, so we're running out of time. So why don't you give me something crazy?
I'm going to give you something hot right now. Apparently, guys, this is, I'm not going to go too in-depth from this, but this is from a staff reporter at the Sun-Times. And it's a tiny elf-like figure dubbed the Leprechaun Alien was caught on camera as he flees a forest. It says the wee chap, who looks no taller than 3 feet, can be seen running from the woodland just as a tourist whipped out his camera. He was snapped in the Lake Tahoe, USA, by holidaymaker Lloyd Denneman, who paused to take a picture of the stunning trees and caught the extraordinary teeny figure. So I just wanted to say, guys, you got stuff like this happening all the time.
Now, are you sure they weren't just filming an episode of Little People, Big World when they did that?
No, I don't think so. This was, you guys can go to thesun.com. Actually, I don't know the website. I think it's Sun. thesun.com. You guys can go there and you guys can see this video. It looks like a leprechaun running through the woods. And this guy said he was taking a relief or whatever, and he was out in the woods, and he was videotaping, and he's seen this little leprechaun guy just clicking his heels running through the woods, man.
That is weird. That is weird, Sean. Speaking of weird, why don't I give us the weird location of the week?
You sure you want to do that right now, Demon Hunter?
Well, I think I will, since we're going to have a guest on from Georgia tonight. I figured I'd hit a Georgia spot.
Let's do it. Hit it hard.
They call it the Georgia Safari Cemetery. Okay? And I guess what it is that there is a place called Midlandville in Georgia, which would qualify as a downright weird graveyard. It has had several different stories connected to it, most of them coming from Memory Hill. And I guess Memory Hill is a 20-acre spot sitting in the middle of the Midland Cemetery, where many, many people were buried in the cemetery during a outbreak of typhoid. So there's all these ghost stories wrapped around this huge amount of people who died all at once and were buried on Memory Hill. But it goes farther than that, because on Memory Hill there's also the Fish Cemetery, or the Fish Memorial. And I guess the Fish Memorial is one of those giant buildings where people get buried above ground. Sean?
A mausoleum.
Thank you. I was just testing you. Okay, so the word skipped me for a second there. I'm sorry. But they were buried in a mausoleum, and his wife and daughter died in the typhoid epidemic, so he had them buried, and he just couldn't handle it. He was lost and hopeless without them. So one night, he couldn't sleep. He got up and walked up to the fish mausoleum and took his own life.
No way.
Took his own life. Went into the crypt, sat between his wife and daughter's headstones, or you know, the blocks they put at the end of the crypts, and put a gun
crypts
to his head.
Is that like Bloods and Crypts and Latin Kings?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was blood because he shot himself and took his own life. But it's said now that if you walk up to the fish mausoleum and knock on the door at night, just give it one knock, and the door and Mr. Fish will knock back to tell you he's there.
Did you give it a knock?
Well, I've never been there, Sean. We still haven't gotten down to Georgia. We're looking for it. But then, of course, there's also the screaming devil faces of Memory Hill, because apparently the hill is wrapped in an iron fence, and faces have been molded and carved into the iron fence. Demonic, evil-looking faces with blood-curdling screams being let out and horrible faces. No one knows who put these decorative faces on the fence, or why they're there. They don't know if it's in memory of the typhoid epidemic, or the ghosts that are said to be there, or just someone who was having a interesting time decided to put it up
or
there.
Or maybe just a Ghost Man Demon Hunter show poster.
Well, you know, it could be, because we've got some pretty blood-curdling faces ourselves. But, you know, voices for broadcasting, faces for radio. But, you know, It's a cool story. It's a cool place I'd like to check out, and you could check it out if you want by going out down to Midlandville, Georgia. Just head out there, or you could head over to our friends Mark and Mark at WeirdUS.com. WeirdUS.com and WeirdNewJersey.com. Mark and Mark, our friends, tell them the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter sent you.
Do it, Mark and Mark, WeirdUS on the History Channel. Woo!
Yeehaw!
Anyway. Am I supposed to say that anymore? I think they're still with the History Channel, aren't they?
Well, they're still broadcasting some stuff on there, so I imagine that's okay.
Well, we know that you had a lucid love affair with one of them.
Yes, with Mark.
With Mark, one of the Mark and Marks.
There you go.
Hey, I got a great story for you guys. Are you ready for this, David?
Sure.
I don't think you are. Okay, well, we were all upset because the Weekly World News went under. Oh, everybody feels that, right, Demon Hunter?
I feel it. It's deep down in my soul. I'm sad.
But you got the old Sun newspaper that comes out all the time, guys. You can get it at any local Kmart or any stores otherwise that sells little magazines like this. And it had one of the top things is I had Bigfoot's baby. Okay? No, it's a serious thing. It says a 29-year-old former beauty pageant winner from the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas has admitted to being the mother of Bigfoot's love child.
Okay.
Yeah. The stunning confession has created a rift in the family of Erlaine Burnside because it broke up her engagement to her first cousin, Billy Bob Sparks. Okay? It says, I know it was wrong to break Billy Bob's heart like that, Erlaine admits, but when I first saw Bigfoot rooting for food in the garbage dumpster behind the daddy's diner, I knew I had to hold his big hairy body in my arms. Burnside insists that her attraction to the elusive 7-foot-4 creature wasn't purely a case of animal lust. The way he raised his little finger when he gnawed on chicken bones, it was so sophisticated, like they do in the France, she says. Modesty forbids the church going Burnside from discussing the intimate details of her relationship with Bigfoot, but she does confess that he overwhelmed her with the direct approach to courtship. I couldn't stand to see him eating out of dumpsters, so I brought him a plate of grits and hog jowls, she says. He snatched the food out of my hand and had his way with me while he swallowed it. It was over pretty quick, but I'll remember the passion in his eyes and the grease on his chin for the rest of my life. What they say about the earth moving, it's true.
Well, with Bigfoot, I would imagine so.
But apparently Bigfoot, he stole her heart, and she had a half-human, half-Bigfoot child. It was a 322-pound kid. that she gave birth to.
Oh my, Sean. Oh my.
Lots of people wouldn't take kindly to the grandson that's half Bigfoot, but Mama's proud. As Punch, Burnside says she wants him to grow up to be a moonshiner, just like my brother. So you got a lady guy.
Who is the father of her other children.
Apparently it was, I don't know. But we've had a lady that has had a Bigfoot's baby right now. So this is breaking news.
It's breaking something. I think it's the law of ethics or, I don't know, Sean.
I don't know. I just like he had grease on his chin and he took her while eating a chicken wing.
You're just looking for a girl like that, aren't you, Sean?
I am. And actually, guys, next week's story I'm going to hit on Pope OK Space Alien Priest. Guys, that's going to be next week's story. That's straight from the Vatican. The Pope OK Space Alien Priest.
Is this a thing he's doing pre-interaction or just... Are they saying that there already is one?
No, there is one right now.
Okay.
It's an alien. He's an alien. He's out there. It's true. It's going to happen.
And on that night, bro, good night!
Of course, that comes from the Sun newspaper, guys. And, of course, you can get that at www.thesun.com. You can get all your great stuff from there, guys. They got a lot of good stories. So we got 100 end times prophecies, Demon Hunter. I didn't know if I should read some of those tonight or not, because they're kind of disbelievable. I mean, is that the right word?
Unbelievable?
Disbelievable is what I said.
Well, you can have a disbelief, Sean, or it can be unbelievable.
Oh, you got so much. You got the Curse of the Horror Doll in here.
We'll have to hit on some of those next week, Sean, because we lost time at the beginning of the show, and now it's time to go to a break and come back with our very own Gigi and Inside the Horror.
Stick around, guys. Gigi's up next with a great show that's sure to make you pull up the covers and turn down the lights. Stay tuned.
Just when you thought you'd seen it all, here comes Scarefest 2008, crawling with real ghost hunters, cryptozoologists, paranormal experts, even exorcists. We've also invited stars from the House of a Thousand Corpses, the Devil's Reject, and we're hosting our very own Friday the 13th reunion. Make plans now to meet your favorite stars at the Scarefest, the biggest horror and paranormal convention in the Southeast, September 12th to 14th at Lexington, Kentucky's Lexington Convention Center. We're waiting for you right now at thescarefest.com. Just don't come alone.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from
Ghostly Talk, reminding you to tune in to Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com, one of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives, read the world's latest paranormal news, and be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Marie D. Jones, author of Science, PSYNCE, How New Discoveries in Quantum Physics and New Science May Explain the Existence of Paranormal Phenomena, sold everywhere, bookstores near you. And I love the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Those guys kick. Oh, I can't say that on the air, can I? Well, they rock, and I'd marry them both if I lived in Utah. Listen to Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
You know, sometimes, Sean, I really wonder if you remember that when we go to break, people on the phone lines can still hear us.
I know. We weren't cursing or anything like that, Demon Hunter. I was telling how much I love her.
You were. You were telling her that, and... I guess I should just be grateful that there wasn't cursing involved, huh?
Wasn't cursing. And of course, coming from Gigi, I'm puzzled. That's the enigma. I'm using big words today, guys. I'm going to the dictionary at least once a day, and I'm picking out one. Today, it's enigma.
And every now and then, he uses one correctly.
That's right. This is an enigma.
I'm truly shocked, Sean. Truly, truly shocked.
Demon Hunter, are you naked right now, or are you wearing a thong, or what?
Sean, I am quite comfortable in a pair of khakis and a polo shirt.
khakis. Mr. Sophisticated, huh? We must got people in the studio watching tonight, I guess.
Oh, well, you know, every now and then I get overwhelmed with this idea of going a little crazy, and I pull out clothes and I wear them during the show.
Well, when Gigi comes on, I wear a hammock. That's all I'm saying, guys.
Uh-huh.
Fill in the blanks.
That's so you can ask her that most important question of the night, Sean.
Yeah, what is it?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo! Twin City! Yo! Boys 5'9".
What's going on?
Hello, Gigi!
The people on the phone lines are probably like, oh, God, what's going on over there?
It's just too much love on that phone, I tell you.
You don't understand, Gigi. We were going through the old theme songs and stuff when we first started the show tonight, and I'm thinking about the stuff I was thinking when I pulled down the music for your theme song, and it's just been a wild ride. I can't believe it. It feels like 20 years, but it hasn't been 20 years. No.
I was going to say, oh my God, has it been 20 years? I've lost all this time?
It felt like 20 years for the first 10 minutes of the show tonight when we were trying to get up and running.
Gigi was actually at the old house I lived in years ago, a couple years ago.
Oh my God.
And she was sitting there with all of us, and we're sitting there watching scary movies at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, Gigi, I love you. Would you want to be part of my the show that we got going on? And she said, I'd love to be. And then we started it, man.
Still, way too much love on that phone, guys. Way too much love. Hey, did you hear our new opening song, Gigi?
I did not. I was having some problems, and
yeah, I know how that goes.
Crashed on. Yeah, really, right? We're not opposed to tech problems over here.
It was Lady Hump by Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. I don't think we're even allowed to mention that one, Sean. But. No, it was from our friend Spectrumen that we met out at Indicator.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the song is actually called Dead by Dawn.
Dead by Dawn.
And it is all about the movie Army of Darkness.
Woohoo!
So I'm actually going to play the whole song during our break tonight so people can hear the whole song. But
this show truly is the show of darkness. You know what I mean? This is it. The people, they want some comedy, they want some relief, they want some hard-hitting paranormal stuff. It's all right here,
guys. I thought
you
were going to say some hard-hugging or something. I was like, we do hard-hugging? What?
Well, at conferences, guys, if you feel the need for a hug, you come up to the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show. Me, Gigi, or Demon Hunter will accommodate.
Everybody's talking about my khakis in the chat room now, Sean.
See, you shouldn't have told them.
Well, they're khaki shorts. Does that make it any better? They're khaki shorts. So it's.
I own some khakis. They're not full of blood. I know, much to people's surprise. I don't know. I don't know how many people I get that. First of all, they think I do things in the towel all the time.
I just see you in leather with whips and stuff.
I've got comments like that too. No, because of the whole thing with the towel, they think like I show up there all the time in a towel. People, the towel has to get washed. Okay, I can't wear that all the time. It has to be washed.
All I got to say, guys, about Gigi, nobody knows, and I can't go into detail, but Gigi has come from the same rotten, hellish background that I came from, and it's a one day if you guys meet us at a conference and you take us out and buy us a beer, we'll tell you all about it. But
stipulation, they have to buy us a beer. So
I had to deal with it again today, Gigi.
Are you serious?
Hey, it was Frankie's third birthday, G.
Was it today?
It was. He turned 3 yesterday, August 9th.
Oh my God! Happy birthday!
Hey, Gigi, you know, I went and saw a movie this week.
Okay, you're killing me, Nate. You're killing me. I can't handle all this excitement.
I went to see Hellboy.
You did? Okay.
It was in the theaters for this was the last week, so I figured I'd better get out there and see it.
I'm telling you, that one part, I still crank up about it. Like, I'll be driving the car and it'll just hit me. I'm not a baby, I'm a tumor.
I found that funny. My favorite part was Hellboy and Blue sitting in the conference room drinking a few beers and singing, what was the song they sang? I can't even remember. It was a bad love song, ballad from the 70s.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
But
him and Abe Sapien sitting there drinking the beer. That was awesome.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching Hellboy. I did.
Good time.
I wanted to ask you though. At the end of the credits, does anything else come up?
No.
No. Okay. Because I had to rush out of the theater. I was actually, I had a 2-hour break in the middle of my day, so I went to see a movie. And I had to rush out as soon as the credits came up, so I just wondered if something came up at the end of the credits.
No, and you know I would tell you, because I'm a huge fan of letting everybody know when, like, something pops up, like that whole Nick Fury thing at the end of Iron Man, so
right.
Definitely.
Well, you know, I always stayed to the end of credits, and it killed me to leave the theater without watching the credits, but my meter was running outside, and I had to get back to work.
That's just a thing, because, like, ever since I was a kid, and you know actually what started this? I'd like to say it was something like, I was 11, and I just had technical people needed to be appreciated. No. It was because I was, like, a really little kid, and I used to watch all these movies all the time. You know, they show all these movies on cable, like, they show Christine 50,000 times. They were showing Masters of the Universe, right? I was a kid, and I loved this movie. I was big into She-Ra and He-Man in the 80s. So I'm watching this movie.
I'm still big into She-Ra.
He's wishing he was in She-Ra. That's all.
See, that's dirty, Demon Hunter. That's dirty. You can't say that on there.
Oh, I can say it as long as I don't say the words that you're thinking when I say it, Sean.
Oh, I dropped my fart machine button.
All right. We paused. No. So it was, I'm sitting there watching this movie, right? And I always, you know, being a kid, you just shut off when the credits come on, right? Or you restart it or whatever you want to do. So I shut the movie off, or I was going to shut the movie off, and I got distracted. So the credits roll through, and at the end, Skeletor pops up. And I forget what he says now, but he pops up, and he grins, and he says something. And I just pause. I just remember my face was like, oh, my God, that is so cool. From that moment on, I've watched every single rolling credit of every movie.
You have not.
I'm like the only 13-year-old that's, like, sitting there listening to this, like, yay, the credits. And everyone's like, what? What's wrong with
me? I know.
So I have He-Man to thank for that. Thank you, He-Man.
I think I got hooked on it back when they did the Cannonball Run movies, and they used to show the cutouts during the whole credits.
Oh, Cannonball Run!
Had to love the Cannonball Run.
Oh, that's classic. Now I just
is that with
go
the alien? Was that with
I,
the alien
I'm
at the range?
I'm gonna pop all my old movies out and start watching them now. I'm like, I get these like modes. I'm like, okay, all right, yeah.
Well,
like
it was funny.
I was off Bing, and I started. I was like, I have to watch it now. I was blabbing about it. I was like, I gotta watch it now. Oh my god.
Well, it was funny because I had no internet or cable all this week, so really? I was pulling out all the DVDs and just watching everything. And I'm halfway through watching the television series Point Pleasant. Which now I'm not sure why it was ever canceled. It was like the OC with the devil. It was really cool.
You know, I actually remember watching like the first couple episodes of that. Oh my god, that was so long ago. Nate, you're stretching my brain cells here. Oh my god. Seriously, like I totally forgot about that. I'm like, wait, yeah, I remember that. Oh my god.
No, but it was funny because it was Chrissy actually asked Doug Doug Semick from Ghostly Talk what she should get me for Christmas if he could recommend anything, and he recommended Point Pleasant. So here I am finally taking out the box and starting to watch it, and I swear it's like watching the OC or 90210 with the devil. You know, not that the devil wasn't in those series. I think the devil actually made sure that those series stayed on the air as long as they did. But in this one, the devil actually makes like an appearance, so it's cool.
Why wouldn't Chrissy ask me what you wanted for your birthday? I know what.
Sean, she'd end up getting him a fart machine or something. He wants something he can use, for God's sakes.
I know.
So what do we have this week for a movie, Gigi?
Well, I just got to throw this in real fast because you said Point Pleasant. Okay, a show I think they should have never canceled, Brimstone.
I agree.
Freaking loved Brimstone.
I agree.
Can you say freaking on the air?
No, actually you can't, but I'll bleep it later.
Okay.
We can't?
No.
I need a list of things I cannot say.
Go watch some old George Carlin. Technically, we're not even supposed to say fart.
Oh, I love you, George. Anyway.
You can't say fart, but you can say...
No, That was the one word you weren't even allowed to make mention to doing. Do you know when the original movie, Blazing Saddles. When the movie came out, when it was first aired on TV, there's the huge bean scene where all the cowboys are sitting around eating beans.
Yeah.
They cut all the farts out of the scene because you weren't allowed to do it on television.
See, you ruined the whole movie. You ruined the whole movie by doing that.
And it was funny because all you kept seeing was these guys lift one butt cheek up in the air, and then 5 minutes later, somebody walks in and goes, "Woo! I think you boys have had enough." And as a kid, it was the first time I saw the movie. I'm sitting there thinking it must have been a lot of silent but deadlies. But
and then when our kids get old enough to watch these classics, they're gonna be like, "What's that all about?" The guy lifted his leg and then it said, "Hi, I want to buy you a present," or whatever.
look at the evolution in film with toilet humor and all this stuff. Do you know what the first film to ever show a toilet flushing was?
What was that?
Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Ah.
It was not.
It was. It's the first movie that actually showed a toilet flushing. They would never show a flushing toilet on screen before.
Well, heck, Star Trek wouldn't even show a toilet. In fact, when they did the movie Star Trek, I forget what it was, when the Borg came to the planet, one of the characters actually says, "Don't you guys ever pee in outer space?" And
no.
It was a good joke.
We just open the hatch door and, let it rip. It's all good.
So if I drown my girlfriend in the toilet by giving her a swirly, that's movie entertainment, right?
You're not allowed to say swirly on the radio show.
I need a new list.
I'm sorry, Demon Hunter. See, guys, this is something we deal with every week because Demon Hunter's got to edit the shows. So we don't know exactly what we're supposed to say. We know we're supposed to stay away from the big ones, right?
Yeah, I don't know either. I've lost track. I don't know. I don't even know.
Actually, for the next 2 hours, we just have to sit and be perfectly quiet. Okay. No, I think you're right though, Sean, about the movies like being changed and what our kids and nieces and nephews and grandkids are going to see in the years to come. You know, because eventually, you know, they're going to come riding into the movie theater at the end of Blazing Saddles, and young Anakin Skywalker is going to be there instead of Darth Vader, and it'll all be ruined.
I watched Fletch, guys, the other day, and I tell you, by the end of when the credits were rolling, they had cut like 45 minutes of the show away.
45 minutes?
Yes, GG. It's insane. We got to attack somebody.
I'm like, what were you watching on PAX? Like, seriously? No,
what was it on, like, classic movies or whatever the heck it was? TNT or whatever it was, Fletch. And it's like, oh my goodness.
God. TNT and TBS just butcher movies. Oh, God. It's horrible.
So, I better,
speaking of movies, I better get the movie review in before we cut out here.
No.
No, I will not. Oh, God, guys. Well, I figured I had to go back, start doing some classics, some things, you know, people might not have seen but are available for them to see. So I went and did 1981 Ghost Story.
I did. That's to get that chick in that one that sleeps with all those guys.
Not quite, but okay.
I think you're thinking of a different movie there, Sean. Probably one from your collection.
I was going to say, this sounds a little bit more like a Burris collectible than...
Hey, we're not supposed to last name. It's B.
Ladies, if you call, I'll give you the... No, I'm kidding. This was this film.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
There we go.
What did we say now?
Well, he just said you weren't supposed to say Burris, and I wanted to remind him that every week it reminds people that the comments of Sean Burris do not recommend.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to sue you guys.
I'm going to sue you.
I want the GG Friday Hour and the Ghostman.
Don't make me hire a hitman from Manila, all right? It could be done.
You know, Gigi, I'm very upset because we don't have our list of international listeners this week. Again, Podomatic, the people who do our stats for us, still haven't gotten them to me. It's been 2 weeks now, and I'm a little disappointed.
I'm very upset.
Have they contracted a deadly disease?
Something better be up because I've contacted them every other day, and every other day they tell me that I'll have the information tomorrow. And I still don't have it, so...
Hey, I didn't get to give a shout-out to the beer of the week, guys. Coors Light, the silver bullet that won't slow you down, baby. That's Thank you, Coors Light.
The best part of the new Coors Light is that the mountains are blue when it's ice cold.
That's right. People all over the world, yeah. Join us.
So anyway, this movie, I'm just going to pop this out real fast because God knows we're not going to get it in here. But this was directed by John Irvin, who did Hamburger Hill from 87. It was based off the novel by Peter Straub, who, I mean, the novel's just gripping as it is, and Stephen King is obsessed with it. It's one of the better ghost stories written. Of course, it stars Melvin Douglas, Fred Astaire, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., John Houseman. My God, it's just star-studded, guys. Basically, the plot is these four elderly, successful businessmen. They're part of this Chowder Society, which is a society which they get together and they basically tell ghost stories to each other. And, you know, they turn off all the lights or sit by a fireplace and tell ghost stories to each other and try to scare the crap out of each other. And basically they all share a scandalous 50-year-old secret. So there's something going on. You're kind of like, ooh. I mean, you know, having been through all the films that we've been since this movie's come out, you kind of guess what their secret is. But still, it's funny to watch this. But all I have to say is, wow. The cinematography...
Did you say funky?
I don't think I did, but if is it on the list? If it's on the list, I did not say it, but...
You're cut out.
I'm done, and you're gone. No, the cinematography's great. I mean, the angles literally creeped and creaked right in your veins. It's that kind of movie. It's slow-paced, but it's classic, guys. All I have to say is think The Changeling. When you think cinematography, when you think camera angles, when you think tension, when you think pacing of the story, totally think The Changeling with George C. Scott. But, I mean, all I have to say is just look at the pros that were in this. These guys were the best of the best, all right? They represented the golden age of Hollywood. I mean, this is where your legend as an actor was banking on your skill and prose. And, you know, these guys had talent. They were born entertainers. This is definitely not like today, guys, as you know, and everybody out there in the chat room and listening knows, especially our friends in Manila, that nowadays no talent is required, and all you have to do is look good to be a superstar. But these guys were...
Right?
What, Burp?
That's what I deal with. I know, I gotta look good.
These guys were the best. I mean, they're chiseled and sculpted into greatness. They worked because of intense passion and just pride in their art. And this is what we're missing nowadays. This is why I love the golden age of Hollywood. This is why all those films were great. We talk all the time about, you know, House on Haunted Hill and all the original films, how they didn't have the technology, the CGI, they didn't have all this crap that we have today, so they relied on technical tricks and camera angles and, you know, little one-liners here or there to throw you off, to get you off center. Because what do we say all the time, guys? What goes on in your subconscious is far scarier than anything you can see in this world. Well, I don't know. Depends what you watch in Sean's collection. But anyway, seriously, respect, passion, power, class. It's painted all over these guys, and that's what makes Ghost Story worth watching. Watching these guys devour the script, play off each other in their environment. I mean, we don't get to see this too much these days. I hardly can think of any film today that has such class, that has such respect, that has such pride in being a film, being, you know, a piece of celluloid, not some crappy thing that they can make like $10 off of, you know? This was, you know, and that's why this extends into the story. The story's well-structured and full of tension. I mean, this harkens back to the good old days. Well-fleshed stories with meaning and stabbings at our own psyches. I mean, this is
flesh.
And flesh. But this is great. This is what these stories are built on. Like I said, think The Changeling. This is the story. This is the vein. This is how they went. You have such seasoned pros. You have these guys that can just – I mean, these guys invented the way that you act. I mean, these guys invented, you know, cinema. They helped propel, you know, the golden age. I mean, they were just four guys amongst a huge crowd of people from that time. Like, oh, my God, Cary Grant, Audrey Hepburn, Katharine Hepburn. I mean, all these people encompassed what film was. what it should be and what it will never be again. And it's sad to think that we're not going to get that style, that pride, that passion in film back. Nowadays, it's all clouded by money, clouded by fame, clouded by TNA. I hate to say it, but clouded by that, clouded by explosions. That's all film is now. It's just, I'm going to make this film and we're going to see what happens. Or then you get the other end of the spectrum where they're like, they're trying too hard. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to be like that. I disagree with explosions. I'm going to be pseudo-intellectual. And then they make their film and they're trying to copy off some Woody Allen stuff. They're trying to copy off of anything they can. And half the stuff turns out to be just sour. It's just not worth your time. So, I mean, this is what we're missing. We're missing key elements to film. There are certain filmmakers today that I agree have it and could bring it back. And there are only a handful of actors, I think, today that could possibly even be considered actual actors. But seriously, that's why this movie's great. And I admit I was not a fan of the ending of this film. I thought it could have used more bang for the star power it had. And there were certain scenes I felt didn't really add anything to the story, but it's the overall effect we're looking for, people. And this is a solid film. It's just an old-fashioned ghost story that should be watched and respected. Like I said,
spell,
of course.
How do you spell Louisville?
Louisville. L-O-U-I-S-V-I-L-L-E.
S-I. No, you're wrong.
I tried to go slow for you. L-O-U-I-S.
I-S.
Sean, why are you getting, like, spelling quote from Gigi during...
I'm trying to tell everybody to come hang out with me, you, and Gigi at the Louisville
But you
con.
Don't ask her during her review!
I know, but I got excited. I couldn't know.
Hey, I just... You notice I just stopped and kind of, like, slid down, and I was like... How do you... Oh, okay, L... Like, I'm actually doing it. Like, okay, all right.
Sean, there's a dictionary program on your computer. Okay.
I just invited all our listeners to at the Mid-South Conference in Louisville, Kentucky this year to go to Gigi's room, and we're going to party all night.
I'll get the towel washed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
You have to bring your own beer.
No way. Not our listeners.
Not our listeners.
Well, Gigi, I think your stride has been broken.
Well, I'll just nail this out, the last part of this. I'll just override the big B man. But like I said, this is not action-packed. It's not the cheap scare variety of film. But if you enjoy ghost stories of a higher caliber than your run-of-the-mill flesh-eating ghouls, you need to see this. It will creep you out on a whole other level. You won't pee your pants with fright, but it will build a fair sense of paranoia in your little cerebrum, and soon you'll find yourself questioning what's behind the shower curtain while you go to the bathroom, that kind of thing.
I always do.
Some say it's an intelligent movie. It's an intelligent, scary movie. It's classic. I agree with much respect. This isn't The Exorcist or Halloween, but it's a classic in the vein of 13 Ghosts, The Changeling, House on Haunted Hill. It's a classic in that kind of vein. The tagline for this film is, "The time has come to tell a tale." I say it's about time we listen, guys. So I say, yay, yay, go see this film.
Yay, yay, with my pants off.
I say, yay, yay, go see this.
Yes.
And if all these people are coming, if all these people are coming to the room in Louisville, I expect to have seen at least 10 in the movies I've reviewed. That is the admission price to get into our VIP party.
I'd better get out to the movies then. Hey Gigi, so on a scale to 1 and 10, how many cranky old men in front of the fireplace did this one get?
I give this 8.5 out of 10. Tap dancing old Hollywood corpses.
That's awesome, Gigi.
Demon Hunter, listen, guys, I want to know real quick. I know we're pressed for time, but real quick, I want to know how many of our listeners are going to join us at the Mid-South Conference in Louisville, Kentucky this year. That's what I want to know.
I will totally be there. It's going to be awesome, guys.
It's a Friday and Saturday party, guys, until Sunday when you wake up naked and you don't know where you're at.
Exactly. That's how it all
is. That's how you go to conferences, Sean. Not necessarily everybody else.
I seen you at the last one. I did. Demon Hunter was stretched out in the back seat going, "Don't bother me, please."
I'm always telling you not to bother me, Sean. But on that note, Gigi, we got to wrap up.
Sounds good.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, I will actually be calling you guys from the road.
Okay.
Why?
I'm going to be at Spirit Fest next weekend in Missouri, Joplin, Missouri.
I hate you.
You hate me. I love you. And also Saturday, for anybody that wants to know and come party with us out in Joplin, Saturday's also Gigi's birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Gigi.
Woo! So, guys, I will be calling you from the road next weekend.
Guess what kind of card I'm going to send you? It's going to be a pop-up.
I hope it is, because I'll frame it. It's good stuff.
Well, if it's a pop-up of what I think Sean's going to send you, you'll need a very small frame.
Wallet size? Or?
Yeah, that'll do.
Listen, it still pops up, folks. That's all I'm saying.
That's all that matters.
Thank you and good night, everybody.
It'll be all week.
That's right.
All right, Gigi. We're going to have to go to break so we can come back with our guest, Harry Berryman, founder of Haunt Analysts Georgia, Ghost Hunters of Georgia. Harold Berryman, sorry.
I love you guys, and I love all you spooksters out there.
We love you too, Gigi, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm crazy about you.
I love you, Mr. B.
All right, baby.
All right, we're going to take a break while we're there. We'll listen to our new theme song, The Whole Thing, by Spectre Men, Dead by Dawn.
Stick around, guys. We're listening to The Dead up next on the G&D Show.
I love G&D!
It's coming. The 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention will be taking over Louisville, Kentucky, September 26th through 28th. The Louisville Ghost Hunters Society has went all out this year to bring some of the most amazing speakers, vendors, and activities together under one roof at the Executive Inn in the heart of Louisville. For ticket prices, hotel accommodations, and any other info on the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention, visit LouisvilleGHS.com.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
Okay, well, if anyone else wants to call in and talk on the G&D show, all they have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
This is Mark and Mark from Weird U.S. on the History Channel, and you're listening to the Ghost Man and... Hi, this is Mark Moran and Mark Skirman from Weird U.S. on the History Channel. And you're listening to the Ghost Man and Hi, this is Mark and Mark from Weird U.S. on the History Channel. And you're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
That's outstanding.
What? What's going on, man? Demon Hunter, are you there?
I'm here. As long as you can hear me, I'm here.
I can hear you loud and clear. I tell you, what a show we're having. It's been a kind of off-the-wall, goofy, goofball show.
Well, what would be different from any other show we ever have? It's.
I don't know. I can't handle it. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
But I gotta tell you, Demon Hunter, listen, guys. We've had some crazy shows, but tonight we're gonna go EVP crazy. For you guys that aren't ghost hunters out there, it's an electronic voice phenomena. We're going to be talking to the dead or listening to what the dead have to say on recordings. But first off, guys, we're going to be talking to Harold Berryman, good friend of the show and founder of Haunt Analyst and the Ghost Haunts of Georgia. Ghost Hunters of Georgia, I'm sorry. Harold, what's happening, brother?
No.
Hey, man, did you hear my story? Did you hear my story about the chick that got pregnant by Bigfoot?
No, but I was remembering that movie, Ghost Story. My parents took me to see it. I remember falling asleep as a kid at the show watching it.
So you weren't entirely impressed by it as a
well,
child.
Ghost Story?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, no, I think I wanted to see Tron or something. I got drugged.
I remember that story, Ghost Stories, guys, that story they had, the movie. And it was like this chick that was flirting with like six guys, and they killed her or something, and then she came back and blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yeah.
It was a good story, but I mean, you know, I've seen better.
Yeah, it was just so slow.
It was. It was slow. It was like 1940s, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Harold?
It was worse than the old, those old black and white movies by, God, I can't remember. They got... Planet 13 from outer space.
No. You can't say those were bad. Come on. Plan 9 from outer space is a great movie.
Ed Wood, everybody.
Yeah. He makes fun of his own movies now.
That's the same thing. When I was a kid, I went to go see The Fox and the Hound, the Disney production, Fox and the Hound. And I had to go see the first ever Indiana Jones.
You had to see that.
The heck it was. Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't. Now I love it.
Yeah, when there's always something else, yeah. I remember Fox and the Hound. Yeah, I remember.
We're on the same age. You guys know better than that. You guys know what happened. My folks said, no, we can't go Fox and the Hound. We got to go see Indiana Jones. I was like, whatever.
My parents would have my grandmother carry me, and she'd fall asleep at the beginning. We get to see the movie once or twice, you know. More than what we're supposed to see.
You guys would get to see the nudity and Grandma fall asleep.
I actually went to see The Fox and the Hound at the drive-in theater in Newton, New Jersey, back when they had a drive-in theater. Now there's a Lowe's hardware store there. Another reason Lowe's has ticked me off. But
that's another thing. Let me ask you guys, Harold, everybody, listen. Where's our tax money going? Because the drive-in movie theaters, they're fading away.
Our tax dollars don't go to keep up movie theaters, Sean. But I was just saying, I went to see that, and I remember it was a Disney flick, The Fox and the Hound, and it was followed by The Black Hole, which was also a Disney
flick. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't get into the... I couldn't get into The Black Hole either.
It's a good thing, brother, because it takes all... Never mind. I was going to say it takes all your money in your house, man.
No, I was talking about the Disney movie.
I'm going to get cut off the air, man.
Disney's going to come and find you, Sean. And
hey, Disney's got snipers everywhere, man. They own the United States.
Yeah, I think my kids paid off most of them.
Love well, you know, Disney's head's on ice, so he's controlling the empire.
Is that what they mean when they say Disney on ice? I always wondered, you know.
I don't know.
I always thought it was going to be like Beauty and the Beast ice skating, but now I know it's Disney's head. Okay.
So I tell you what, Harold, the only thing I know about Georgia out there is my dad, when I was younger, he bought a lot of property out there. And it was nasty, not nasty, but it was Georgia clay swampland. It was down in the swampland. I mean, it was underwater. And we ended up selling that stuff. I don't know how cheap he sold it for, but he sold it to a doctor, and he turned it into a huge mansion out there. But, you know, Georgia's beautiful, guys. You had The Haunting in Georgia on the Discovery Channel.
That was one of the first ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Harold, tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to know. I'm interested.
A little bit about me?
Yeah, I want to hear all about you.
Well, I mean, ghost hunting now. It's going on, well, it's 14 years now.
Yeah.
We haven't really pushed media with what we do, mostly because living down south, you don't want a whole bunch of people knowing that you're hunting ghosts. I mean, it's more acceptable now, but...
Are you going to know now, being on the Ghostman Demon Hunter show?
Well, we kind of try to keep, we were trying to keep everything real low-key. I mean, I really don't believe in exploiting people's problems. But I would want someone to say, yeah, I'd call a paranormal research team if this happened to me. Because some people think they're just crazy. Especially down here, you know.
Well, you know, the story we were reading earlier about the Bigfoot lady. Do you think she's crazy, or should she have taken her story to the what was it, the Sun News?
Hey, she was pregnant by the Sasquatch.
Well, I don't think I'd go around bragging about that. She should have went. I think she should have kept it low key. See, now people are going to think it's all just a big media blitz.
Yeah.
So tell us some of the investigations you and your group have done there, Harold.
We've been doing a lot of private cases we haven't posted on the internet. The ones we have posted on the internet have been very, very active. The NIM case, which is on our case reports page, that was posted and never went to the internet. To the owner actually saw the evidence. And it was so compelling. She thought people could learn, one, that it proved to her it was more than enough proof that ghosts exist. And that's one of the main problems down here, that all the stuff's going on in someone's home, and they're running out, you know, going to the doctor. I'm not saying we don't have crazy people in Georgia, but what I'm saying is if there are ghosts, which we know they are,
yeah,
Georgia's not really accepting that. And with that information from the NIM case, because there's a lot of interesting evidence on there, that even the strongest skeptic would have to at least, you know, challenge his own opinion.
Yeah.
And these cases that you go on, these private cases, how many of them have you caught good evidence at? How many of them have you found that people just didn't know what they, you know, maybe it was something that was easily debunked?
You mean for Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in Georgia, y'all gonna think I'm kidding. In Georgia, 8 out of 10 phone calls that are, you know, truly haunted, these people already went to a psychiatrist or to a dream clinic. They've tried
dream
to...
Dream clinic?
Yeah, because a lot of people, when it happens at night, they think that it's just they're half awake and half asleep. And,
see, if you had to analyze the dreams I had, Harold...
We're not allowed to talk about his dreams on the show.
No.
I'm clinically insane, brother. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, you know, up north, I think people would call and say, well, I think there's something going on. Down south, they've already had their neighbor involved, their family involved, their doctor involved.
See?
And then they call you in.
That's
so
it.
Most of our cases are active.
Oh, that's cool.
But, of course, you're also a last resort, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you're saying you're also a last resort. By the time you get in there, has there been damage done?
By the time you get in there, it's, sometimes it's crazy. I mean, yeah. The NIM case, I won't go into the damage that had been done, you know, on that. But, yeah, I mean, serious. When I say serious, I mean really serious. I mean, the family changed, there was a lot of, you know, psychological issues that had occurred, and they had never really even thought that it could have been paranormal.
Let me ask you something, Harold. Have you ever been into a case where you seen a ghost just, like, gave up? He's sitting in a corner of a chair, like, throwing beer cans on a stack, like a beer can pyramid. He's like, listen, brother, I've been here for a long time, so if you want to investigate me, come on, bring it on. You know what I mean? Have you ever run into that?
No.
Well, I don't know why.
I ran into a lot of ghosts follow me home. Of course, people are like, well, I don't believe that. Well, a lot of ghosts have followed me home, and they'll stay here 3 or 4 days, and, you know, then they'll move on. I don't think they've given up. But what I do when they get here, I try to get them to cross over.
What's the family think of that when you bring home a spook?
Well, my wife really doesn't like it that much. My youngest son, he can see him, but it's just like another person to him.
Well, I got to tell you, my ex-wife, and I say ex-wife, used to be with me when I did this ghost hunting stuff, and we had some weird stuff start happening around the house. Mirrors would fly off walls and smash on the ground and stuff, and that's why I say ex-wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just couldn't handle it, man. Things happen. You go out looking for this stuff long enough, sooner or later it comes looking for you.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're psychologically ready for that, I'm not saying you're not. I'm saying you have to put them in their place. They follow you home just like you tell a client. You got to say, this is my house.
Yeah.
You know, you need to quit doing this stuff. You got to go. I mean, I've had some of them open doors, and I've got this kid goes here at the house, which... He hasn't went over to the light, but when I'm not here, he makes a lot of racket. I know my wife was, she's had some things get thrown at her from him before. Mm-hmm. Off of the, there's just little knickknacks. I mean, they didn't weigh anything, but.
Now, have you ever had anything malevolent follow you home?
Ghosts or kids?
Well, the kids you have living there with you. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, I got 4 kids that, believe it or I have, but not since I've had, you know, kids. I think they're like, oh, hell no, I ain't getting over there.
Well, I tell you what, I think for a demonologist or anybody that deals with demons, they should have kids first. Because I think it would change your mind with dealing with these spirits if you had children first. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think some people... I believe some people were meant to do this type of work. I'm glad, you know, I have 4 children, and when I'm helping people out, yeah, I thank a lot of my children while I'm helping these people, and sometimes I am worried, well, what if something does follow me home? But you just have to deal with that, you know, when it comes. I mean, I'm not going to stop driving because I might wreck because I have kids.
Well, do you say a prayer or anything, Harold, at the end of your investigations to try to keep them following you home?
before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
Before and after.
What do you say? What prayer? Tell these investigators out here what you say, man. It's important.
Usually open up with, it doesn't have to really be any particular prayer. It just has to be real. I mean, I could read anything off to you, but it has to come from your heart. You have to be serious, you know, when you're praying, or else it's just like me whistling a tune and hoping you guess it. You have to be, you know, faithful to God.
Now, have you ever gone out on a case that you wish you hadn't worked on?
No.
Not even one that turned out to be like a fake or a mistake?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really talk too much about it, but yeah. The guy was just, he had every paranormal group in the world in there swearing up and down his, you know, his house was haunted. He had all this stuff in there that, it was crazy. When I find out other investigators are starting to get involved with him, I kind of call him and give him a heads up. Because he's been called out by at least 15 or 20 groups here in Georgia, but he's been trying to fool people since the early 90s.
Right. Now, I got to say something, guys. I got to say something right here. I'm going to say it. This is the first time I ever said it. I never talked to Demon Hunter offline about this. But last Sunday night, the Slim King sent us a hoodoo box, and we had a lot of magic and stuff happening in that box, you guys know from last week's show. And Demon Hunter, I had that box sitting in here, and I went to bed, and I was laying there, and I woke up. It could have been a dream, but I felt something sitting on the side of my bed, and it jumped off. It jumped off my bed when I woke up. I felt it. I felt the pressure on my bed, and I felt it lift off of my bed. It wasn't nothing mean. It wasn't nothing crazy. It just jumped up off of my bed.
And do you think it's because of the hoodoo box there, Sean?
I don't know. What do you think, brother? You're the demonologist. I'm just an old school ghost hunter, man. EMF meters and thermometers. That's what I do.
Well, I think you may have, when you opened that box, you started getting involved with some of the questions going on there, trying to interact a little spiritually over the airwaves. Maybe you just invited something in.
What do you think, Harold? I call you and I say something was sitting on my bed, man, in the middle of the night. I woke up, something jumped off my bed. What do you think?
Harold, you still there?
Yeah. I was listening to the story. I was listening to him. He goes in and out.
Oh, he was saying that he had something sitting on the side of his bed, and he woke up in the middle of the night and felt it jump off the bed. What would you tell somebody who had that happen?
Well, if they were in the same field like he is, I'd tell him he should have had his EMF meter by his bed. And jumped up and, you know, started doing a little quick investigation, because if you felt it, why would it just jump off your bed for one? Or have your EVP recorder and ask it questions, maybe it'd come back.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I do. If it was a client, I'd ask them how long they had been asleep, what they did before they went to bed. You know, try to debunk it.
Okay.
Because you always want to debunk first.
Now, you get out there, you debunk, you collect your evidence. You talked about working on houses where other people have shown up. You and I have talked a little bit about paranormal unity and what's going on with that, and how people are saying there's paranormal unity out there, and then they're kind of backstabbing each other. How's
yeah.
that gone?
You want me to talk about that on live on the air?
You don't have to give any names of any groups. You can just say kind of the stuff that's happened to you, and we can ask the people out there why it's happening.
It's broken
out. People stealing your evidence, other groups stealing your evidence, trying to get credit for that.
Yeah.
No, that really ticks me off.
Oh, yeah.
People that call you in to help them with the case, and they just desert you when you get there and don't give you any information on the phone. They're kissing your hindquarters, and then you get there, you know, you try to meet them, they shake your hand, you know, but that's it. They bail on you. They hand you no information. They don't leave the client with any information at all. I mean, sometimes the client don't even know why you're referred. which we do get a lot of referrals in Georgia. There was an incident that happened last year, which was not as much as it would go towards unity as it would have went towards if the news people really took us serious.
Yeah.
Because what they did, they were doing a story on another ghost hunting group, and, you know, on the television, my daughter says, "Daddy, look, there's you on TV." I'm like, "What?" You know, this is Halloween night. I could go look. And there I am. I'm on the television, and I'm reaching out, and I'm touching a ghost. And they had that picture, but they were telling a story about a whole different paranormal group.
Right, right. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that going on, Harold. I mean, there's a lot of things like that going on out here in the community right now. Everybody's trying to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like some people steal other people's stuff to try to get in the newspaper.
Now, you've actually even had your equipment stolen, right?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day when we first started, even last year I had some equipment stolen. And
well, you know, what you were saying about people using your name and then getting their name, using your image and your stuff and then getting into the paper and the news with their name. Now, that's happened to Sean and I, too. We were at the Ghost World Conference. We put on one heck of a show, and then we looked in the paper the next day, and there was the picture of Sean and I, and it said, "Reporters from Ghostly Talk were at the event," and fortunately, hey, we love the guys at Ghostly Talk, so that was okay.
That's right. We used their table. So.
We were using their table, and we had all their signs around the. So I can't imagine why people were wondering why we were Ghostly Talk.
Yeah. Well, I seriously don't think there'll ever be unity, unless somebody sets up a serious database where everybody to get into this database would have to agree with the same methods, have the same type of theories behind what they do.
Right.
Because right now,
this is it right here, Harold. It's the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, the way things are right now within the paranormal community as I see it, it's like my kids are outside, you know, screaming and fighting and bickering. And then they're trying to get an adult over there to take one of them's side. And one of the, you know, what do you do? Well, y'all just stop. So that's why the way that all that's going on, the way people are acting, that's why nobody's really taking it serious. Nobody agree with each other on anything. We're getting nowhere. Every time somebody fakes a photo, we're back in the Stone Ages. All the work that's been brought up, that's paranormal. It gets thrown out the window. Not really that it's forgotten about totally, but it's like, well, if they faked this, well, then they could have faked it too.
Well, I think it's because everybody's trying to get a TV show, man. They're trying to get on the air. They're trying to do whatever they can to get up there. And, you know, every time Halloween comes around, I don't know about in Georgia, but at least in Indiana, in Indianapolis, there's a team that's doing something great. They put them in the newspaper, and that's great, man. That's how you get ahead. That's how you get your name out there and everything else. But we got to remember, we're members of a larger community. It's the paranormal community.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to share this stuff. We got to tell these people how to do this stuff. We got to get down there in the darkness, out there in the cemeteries late at night, and we got to do the homework together. And that's the only way we're going to get ahead, man.
Well, you know, I think it's funny that everybody seems to think that the point of paranormal unity is to get some evidence that'll bring us all together on an answer, rather than paranormal unity really needs to come together by people accepting that maybe their ideas are wrong. Maybe somebody knows more than you. Maybe that guy that you're making fun of has the answer, and you got to get in with him and find out what he's doing. Where right now, people are trying to make paranormal unity by saying, if I can just prove my theory, then we can all get together around it, and that's not going to work.
Right, like Nathan won't admit, Harold, that he's wrong about Ouija boards.
I am not wrong about Ouija boards. Ouija boards don't belong in the house. I don't think that the Ouija board itself is evil. I just think that it's like having somebody who doesn't know what they're doing open their body up to be a medium, and that just, you know, I wouldn't ask somebody who didn't know what they were doing to talk to a ghost for me and okay. tell it to enter them. So,
do we have time to open this discussion? Because I'm ready.
You we
ready?
Don't, because we got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to some EVPs with Harold Berryman of Haunt Analyst. Is that okay with you, Harold?
Yeah.
All right, Sean, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, guys. Harold Berryman up next, EVP Crazy. Stay tuned.
Experience the charm and mystery of the Deep South through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sites you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
If credit card debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. Trinity's counselors will explain the entire program with no pressure. Call Trinity today at 800-595-0052. 800-595-0052. Get a fresh start. For free information, call 800-595-0052.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal, and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for Parashare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the NJGHS.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at PodcastAlley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
Hello, this is Antoine,
and this is Brother Pierre,
and we are here to tell you about the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
It is very frightening.
It is terrifying. You can listen to it this Sunday night at the 9 o'clock. Say something.
It's
right now. You're screwed it up. You've ruined the entire program.
I apologize.
And just listen to this show. It is fun.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know, Demon Hunter, I listen to these intros, man, and I think about how long we've been on the air. And we have been down some crazy haunting paths.
Yes, you know, yes, we have.
I mean, it's crazy. The people we've got to do the promos and stuff for the show, man, the places we've been, it's nuts. But, guys, we got a big on the show tonight, right? We got Harold Berryman from HauntAnalyst.com. He's on the show tonight. We're going to do some PvP, Demon.
We are. I'm actually going to play him straight off the website because I had trouble pulling him off the website, but that's okay because with the system the way it is, we should be able to hear them this way, so let's hope so.
All right.
So, Harold, any particular one on your website you think I should play first? Why don't I play the one that I told you I really liked and you said worried you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, let's listen to that one. Well, I think that was kind of obvious that it was saying what it was saying there, Harold. I heard it anyway.
Yeah, Harold's worried.
And what I didn't hear it.
What were you worried about, Harold?
Well, it's kind of weird because I wasn't really actively worried. I was just thinking I was worried in my mind. That not thinking I was worried about something that was going on at work, because that investigation was on a Sunday. And, yeah, I actually was worried. Not that I was going to lose my job or anything, but just, you know, worried. But I didn't talk to anyone on my team about it. I didn't talk to the ghost about it or anything. I was just thinking it.
Let's see here. Let's play that again here. Now, is that cleaned up at all?
That's a Class A.
That's
no, we didn't clean it up at all.
That's
The place where that come from, we had cleaned up that lady's the cemetery that was in her front yard, and we were just going back to see if she had any more activity. And she had a little bit of activity after we cleaned the cemetery, because I really thought that would stop the activity. And those entities were really nice to me there. In more than one way, I left my door.
Hey, we're not talking about any films like Sean likes there. We're,
What?
Well, Sean's got a thing for, he's kind of got this image of a beautiful ghost appearing to him one day and being really, really nice, so.
Beautiful ghost.
Well, I'm not sure this one was beautiful, but, it cut my car lights off. The inside lights.
Hey, any chick you can get that can cut your car lights off, that's a hot chick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a chick or not.
Well, let's listen to another EVP here. Let's see what else we got.
All right.
Let's do it. What was that?
Now, that was totally the EVP, not somebody asking a question or anything, right?
Yeah, that was totally the... See, he says something else, too, on the same EVP page. He's a strong entity, and that's when we started writing down the rules which, you know, ghosts have coming from the other side. Of course, he was saying, I can't stop, I'm not an orb. I have EVPs, of course they're not on the website, and they're not as great to listen to, that go into, we're not allowed to speak with you, or, you know, give me a sign of your presence, and they say, we're not allowed to give you a physical sign.
Wow.
Which it kind of gets real deep, because, I mean, they have rules, and everybody's thinking that ghosts are just, you know, all out, all over the place, crazy.
Now, what kind of software are you using to do this stuff with?
Swiss Sound WavePad.
Okay.
Well,
you've had to up these EVPs quite a bit, right?
Hmm?
You've had to up these EVPs, maybe slow them down a little bit?
No, most of those that are on the website, all those are Class A on the EVP page. All those are Class A's. Okay. But you start messing around with EVPs, and they get real mechanical sounding, and, you know, people think, well, you know, I can't believe this. If you mess with them too much, they just get cluttered with defaults.
Well, let's listen to another one here. Let's see what we got.
Let's do it, Jimmy Hutter.
Let me play that a little louder there.
All right.
Now, what's
it saying, Harold?
That's Granny's dead.
No, that's not Granny's dead. That's,
Well, that's what I thought it was.
That's, sedate me?
Huh?
S-E-D-A-T-E?
Oh, sedate me.
Sedate me?
Yeah.
So,
See?
See, I heard it. I thought it was saying Satan. So
Satan?
I thought it was a backward masking kind of thing going on there. You know.
I got to tell you guys, all the listeners that are out there tonight, guys, when we do these EVP shows, a lot of time the dead show up, and they leave an EVP on the program, guys. So if you hear anything that's out of the ordinary, you let us know, okay?
So here we go. Let's play that. You already mentioned this one. Let's play it. Okay. That was the Granny's dead.
Yeah.
Granny's pet.
That was Grandma wasn't dead at the time on that one.
It was Grandma. the granny on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought that it was strange because actually the grandmother was, because that was taken in the hall, and the grandmother lived down and to the left, on the left side of the hall, and it's sitting there saying Granny's dead, and there she was living in that room. I always wondered what it was talking about. That was one of those one shots that we got to go in there once, and it was, I think we were there 3 hours.
Well, let's play another one here, see what else we got.
Let's do it. Let's play it. Let's play it.
Now, that I almost have to say, I can't make it out. What's that one trying to tell us there, Harold?
Well, listen, I can't understand it on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry. Underneath it, you have listed, you can't see us, or you can see us.
Oh, yeah. You can see us. That's from a cemetery investigation when we were communicating. Because what we do, we kind of, once we find out, detect that they're there, we try to engage in a communication by doing interactive EVPs, where you get instant results, kind of like Frank's box, you know, but instead of Frank's box, you're having to clean your EVPs up on site.
Right, right.
You know, to keep it going on and on. But we had seen them. There were shadow figures, and we were, you know, just trying to figure out what they were doing there. They told us later in another EVP that there were 46 of them there. And I went back and did research, and there were 46 missing graves in that cemetery. But, you know, there were 46 people buried there, but they didn't know where they were buried.
Oh, man.
And I always thought that was interesting. And, you know, they didn't find out that until 1980, and that place has been a cemetery since the early 1800s.
Well,
now, Harold, let me ask you real quick. How many Civil War areas do you guys have out there, battlefields and stuff, out in Georgia?
Just say that again. You're breaking up. How much what?
How many Civil War battlefields do you guys have out there, or Civil War skirmishes or whatever?
Well, actually, the Civil War happened all over the South, and the activity's heavy with it everywhere. The certain battlegrounds, there's a place up in Dallas, Georgia, that we went there. It was pretty active. But the thing is, I mean, you know, they burnt Atlanta. People were dying left and right all over this state. And yeah. I'm pretty sure not every death and every battle was recorded. Now, the gigantic battles, like the battle in Dallas, you know, that was recorded. We have been there. There's another thing. Now it borders into Tennessee. But we have a camp down here where the soldiers prayed for water because they wouldn't feed them or water them. And lightning come down and struck the ground, and a spring came up of water.
Right, right.
I think that's Andersonville. There's a lot of activity here also, not just because of the war, but because the way, you know, Southerners used to bury people, you know, mom died, just bury her out there by the creek, by the tree, because, you know, she loved, you know, sitting there. There's people buried all over this state.
Well, yeah.
Just anywhere.
Well, here's a EVP where I guess someone in your group named Sam asks the question, and you get a knocking sound and an answer. So let's listen to that.
We'd like to hear one of your sermons. We're here to hear you preach. We'd like to hear one of your sermons. We're here to hear you preach.
Well, that one was awful soft. I wish I could have tuned that one up a little louder, but...
It sounded like yes to me, Demon Hunter, and that brings up a good thing. With a lot of these EVPs, these ghost hunters bring into us, a lot of the times, guys, these EVPs are real, they're real subtle. You hear them, they come out. I mean, you got to remember, these are people in silence. And what they're bringing up is these voices that come out in the background. I mean, there's something there.
Yeah, see, the place that EVP was taken was at a church that had been moved to a plantation house, which I'm not going to say which plantation, but the preacher was cheating with one of his congregational's wife. And there was a shooting there, and so they moved the church there. And we believe that to have been the preacher responding back to us, not just something that would, you know, because, you know, he asked to hear him preach, and he tapped three times and said, repent.
Well, here's an interesting one I want to listen to. I didn't get to listen to it yet, so let's see how this one goes. That one's a little spooky.
Well, there's another EVP that goes with that. I call, for no reason at all, I call that the elder EVP, because he says, who are you over here watching? Well, the second half to that EVP, that same voice goes into seven generations of hate, and I think it's trying to give us information, maybe even some type of after-school special type message to us, but it gets real choppy, and you really can't hear it that great.
Oh, well, let's listen to this one right above it here, where it's mentioning you again, Harold.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was a loud one.
Yeah. There's a ghost at that's at a cemetery, and there's a ghost that will appear. You know, he'll fully apparate. And I saw his legs, but everybody else didn't see him. But they asked why he didn't appear, and the EVP, like I said, we listen to him on site where we can take the, you know, go further with the investigation. And he said, you know, I did appear. Harold got in front of me. They kept asking him why, and he was telling them, you know, hell, I did. But he got in front of me.
Huh.
Well, I got to say, Demon Hunter, being on as many investigations that me and you and Harold has been on, you hear EVPs like this, which is outstanding. I love them. And I tell you what, guys, you do the homework like this. You go to these places, you pick up on this stuff, you get these kind of EVPs, and then you have the kind of thing that myself, Demon Hunter, Ghostly Talk Doug, Scott L., Bonnie Joe, all of us picked up at whispersestate.com. I mean, this stuff is real. It happens, guys. You don't always have to reach for these EVPs. Sometimes they're there in your face. And you know what, Demon Hunter? I don't know if it's a learning process. I don't know if you have to train your ear to pick up on this stuff, but sooner or later, guys, it starts happening like clockwork.
Well, I know when I got my first good EVP, John Zaffis told me, well, now you're going to get them all the time. So maybe it is like you have to get one good one and then have it come from there. But people are asking to hear the one at the church again, so I'm going to play that. Well, let's set that up.
We'd like to hear one of your sermons. We're here to hear you preach.
Something like repent, God knows there, I think.
After he hits the table three times, he says, God knows, when it's cutting off.
Now,
see, there's another EVP on there that goes back to religion. It says, God's the angel.
Well, let's listen to that one real fast. Now that you've front-loaded it for us.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. Why are you here?
Demon Hunter, that sounds like, why are you here at the very beginning?
Well, I think somebody asked that.
No, that's one of our members asked that.
Okay.
But, there is no, some people thought it said to guard the angel. There's no angel statue there. To me, it sounded like it said, God's the angel.
Hmm. Well, I definitely heard it, but I can't say I definitely heard what it said. But let me play this one down here that just the title sounds very interesting to me, so I want to hear it. Well, the title looks interesting. I'm not sure if people could hear it, because I could barely hear it in my microphones there, but it was the Let Me Come Back one.
Oh.
So,
yeah, I'll remember that EVP. Because what had happened is that entity had followed me home from that cemetery. And I got it out of the house. And we had went back. We had just got there 10 minutes into investigating, and I'd got that EVP.
Hmm.
Of course, I told it, hell no, it ain't coming back.
See, that's the thing, Harold. Me and Demon Hunter ourselves have been out on the battlefield of Gettysburg at night. And we got some amazing EVPs. And I guess the question is, are the dead really speaking? You know? I mean, this is a huge thing. People want to know what's going on with EVP, and they don't realize that with a Kmart recorder and tape player and a regular reel-to-reel recorder, you can go out there and pick up these voices.
So,
and yeah, I mean, I believe that they're actually entities speaking. I also believe that the intelligent EVPs, because we have a lot of intelligent EVPs on our website, where they're responding back to questions accurately. I don't think that every EVP, although there are some theories, I don't believe that EVPs are residual conversations. Although some are. But if you're asking a specific question, you know, what color is my shoes, and it says red, you know, how could that be residual?
Yeah.
Very true. Well, we've got a couple more here I want to play before our time's up, and this one looks interesting. Let's see how it comes out.
Ready to grab picture.
So I'm guessing I heard picture in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that's the where did you get our picture?
Yeah, and see, that's the same entity's voice from I Can't Stop, I'm Not an Orb.
Oh, well, let's listen to that again, see if those voices sound alike. Hold on.
Ready to grab picture.
Those sound like two different voices to me.
Well, I thought there was the
what,
same
the,
one.
Where did you get our picture sounds almost feminine. and the Because I Can't Stop sounds masculine.
Well, I thought that was just both with an accent.
Well, you would know, Harold. I'm having trouble understanding you.
they were kind of watching what we were doing, which is really, I thought it was interesting. It's kind of like, you know, you're hunting the ghost, and then they're watching you, and then next time another investigation group comes in there, you know, they'll one up on them.
Well, let's listen to this one here. I want to play this one. It gives its name. Is that what it's doing here? You've got one here, the Ellie one.
Yeah, Ellie. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. You know, I hear that one just fine.
Yeah.
Ellie Mae Hancock. Or Heckman.
Hitman.
Okay, it sounded like Hancock to me, but... Okay.
It was at a historical location, and I think they actually looked her name up to verify on that one.
Well, I'm going to play one more before we wrap it up for the night here, and I've listened to this one. It was pretty good, so let's give it another listen. There's a lot of stuff going on in that one, and you know, how do you tell what's the EVP in there? Is that all the EVP, or I heard Anna?
I don't even know which one you're playing.
That's titled Everyone Changes Anna.
Oh, yeah, Everything Changes.
Everything Changes Anna?
Anna, yeah. Anna or Hannah 1.
So
yeah, that's from a real old cemetery that's not too far from here. The church is still standing. It's been standing there for over 120 years. I mean, of course they built onto it, but...
Well... You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff there, and that people who want to hear more of your EVPs or listen to those, because those are some great EVPs, they can check out your website at www.hauntanalyst.com. That's HauntAnalyst.com. And I was really excited by them. I love EVPs, so I was really thrilled with the chance to have an EVP show and play some EVPs. And I guess they can find out more about you and your work and your group and some of the stuff you're doing on that website.
Yeah.
Well, Harold, I think it's about time for Sean and I to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you awake, Sean?
I'm there.
You're there? You're ready? You're good?
I'm listening to these EVPs, man.
You're not supposed to go to the website before we're done with the show, Sean.
I know.
You're supposed to wait till we're done with the show. How can I tell people to stay on and listen to the show when you're going on and listening to them there? Let's play that last one we played one last time and then we'll say our goodbyes. Hold on, everybody. On that note, if you'll hang on the line there, Harold, we're going to wrap up the show.
All right.
And Sean, it's time for us to thank all our listeners for joining us here tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Absolutely, Demon Hunter. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums because we really want to hear from you.
And don't forget, if you missed any part of this show or any Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, you can hear more on Planet Paranormal. Podomatic, Podcast Alley, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, Blueberry, Podcast Pickle, Para X Radio, and the Podfeed community. And be sure and join us next week when the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show will be back with another very special guest just for you. That will be our August 17th episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
That's right, guys. Just remember, the dead do speak. We just got to find a way to listen to them. Ready, guys? And go ahead and get out of here. This show's over. Hey, don't go chasing Ghost Hunters. We won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
So say good night to the bad guys.